dilapidated sled that I'd used for training. I think that I got from John Gorley, and I strung it, by a rope down to the back of the sled. So we had, there's a distance between your sled and his. Mm-hmm. And back then, people were just starting to drag snow machine tracks behind their sleds to slow them down to break. And, mm-hmm. and it also served as a trail grooming tool in training, because you're standing on this thing and it smooths out the trail. But for the most part, people were using them as a break. And of course, mine was attached to the sled by like frayed nylon rope. And, I tried to explain to my dad, when we go around we're going to go around some sharp turns. You've got to get the sled out, on the outside of the turn, so you don't get caught and go over the bank. And he said, okay. And I had 18 dogs that year. Biggest team I'd ever driven, because you could have up to 20, I think, at that point. And as soon as we took off, my father stood on that track, and the ropes just snapped. And so now he's got really no way of breaking. And we go down Fourth Avenue, and you come to the end of the Fourth Avenue, where you go down you go around a steep turn, and then you go down the hill. And we went around the turn, and sure enough, I turned around and looked behind me, and my dad was, his sled was sideways over, flipped over. He's still holding on, because I said, whatever you don't let go, that's, you don't let go. And he was just dragging behind the sled. And so I stopped. He rides the sled, and we take off again. And I don't know how many times he fell on the way to Eagle River, but every turn he would topple over. I'd stop. He'd get back on. We finally made it to Eagle River. And in those days, you would go, you'd get to Eagle River, you'd load up your dogs, and then you would go to, I think this was Wasilla, the year before it was Settlers Bay, but this year, the restart was on the Wasilla Airport. And I remember my dad telling him, Brian O'Donoghue, who the year before had ridden, I didn't have a second sled that year, so he rode on top of my sled, fully loaded sled. I didn't realize you didn't have to load everything into it. And by the time I got to Eagle River, I had a hole in my sled from the axe punching through the bag. And when we got to Eagle River this next year, my dad looked to Brian and he said, I think you better take over. I'm just slowing him down. And of course, my dad has passed away. But I had a lot of memorable experiences, but that's one I'll never forget.